USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
With President Trump increasing tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports from 10% to 25% and no plans to continue negotiations, there's some concern about higher prices on Chinese goods. On Fox News Sunday, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says with President Trump, it's more than just tough talk.
One of the things I've learned under President Trump is that tariffs are part of negotiations. And they show that we do mean business, and we will take action.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Sunday that the political will to fight climate change seems to be fading at the same time as things are getting worse. But he praises New Zealand's leadership for upholding their commitment to the Paris Climate Agreement.
New Zealand is introducing legislation to achieve a fundamental goal that the scientific community has defined as absolutely crucial, which is to reach the end of the century without more than 1.5 degrees.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
After a week that saw House Democrats hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt and President Trump entertaining the idea of an investigation into Joe Biden's dealings in the Ukraine, Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul told ABC's This Week, enough is enough.
I think since the very beginning, this all has been politically motivated. Now both sides are doing it. I think it goes back even to the Clintons. This is why we shouldn't have special prosecutors.
And Paul slammed the Senate Intelligence Committee for subpoenaing Donald Trump Jr. for further testimony in its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Bold comments from a senior commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guards. The U.S. military has sent forces, including an aircraft carrier and B-52 bombers, to the Middle East. The commander said by having a U.S. aircraft carrier with 40 to 50 planes and 6,000 forces, it's an opportunity for Iran to hit the Americans in the head if they make a move. A federal judge has ordered 32 Florida counties to provide ballots in Spanish beginning next year, stating that failure to do so would be a violation of the Voting Rights Act. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Venezuelan opposition leader is taking things up a notch, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Juan Guaido saying he's instructed his political envoy in Washington to immediately open relations with the U.S. military in a bid to bring more pressure on President Nicolas Maduro to resign. The remarks coming at the end of a Saturday rally, marking one of Guaido's strongest public pleas yet for greater U.S. involvement in the country's fast escalating crisis. While Guaido has repeatedly echoed comments from the Trump administration that, quote, all options are on the table for removing Maduro, few in the U.S. or the Venezuelan opposition view military action as likely, nor has the White House indicated it's seriously considering any such move. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A pilot for an American Airlines subsidiary was arrested Saturday in the 2015 shooting deaths of three people in Kentucky. Christian Martin was arrested Saturday at the Louisville airport, a day after he was indicted by a grand jury in the November 2015 deaths of Calvin and Pamela Phillips and their neighbor, Edward Danzerow. Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear comments on the charges.
After 2 years of hard work, today we can announce an indictment of Christian Richard Martin for three counts of murder, one count of arson, one count of attempted arson, burglary in the first degree, and three counts of tampering with physical evidence.
Authorities have not yet given a motive for the slayings. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.